Good evening and welcome to this call. And you're out here to find out some more information about Neekin. And I have four healthcare professionals to talk to you tonight all about what's going on. My name is Pat Derry. I want to introduce our professionals. First, let's welcome Dr. Bob Purdy. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Pat. Glad to be on the call tonight. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a podiatrist, board certified in foot surgery, practiced for 30 years in Toledo, Ohio, and retired about 9 years ago to pursue a full-time Neekin business, and I have been absolutely thrilled with what I've seen and what the future holds.
Got a lot of questions for you tonight, Bob. Also want to welcome to the call Lisa Stocco. Hello, Lisa.
Hello. I'm very happy to be with you all tonight. I'm a registered nurse. My background in is medical surgical nursing and home health. I also have my master's in business administration, and I currently work in the managed care and health insurance industry, and I love Neekin and the products and the business.
Thanks, Lisa. Let's get to Paul Calloway. Hello, Paul.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this call. I'm very excited to be a part of the call. My background is I'm a licensed physical therapist, and I also have a PhD in sports physiology. I've been involved with Neekin for 7 years. I'm a platinum wellness consultant, platinum level wellness consultant. My background and expertise has kind of been in the world of golf and performance enhancement and injury prevention in the golf world as the former physical therapist for the PGA Tour.
All right, thank you, Paul. And I'd also like to welcome Dr. Len Vekos. Hello, Len.
Hi, Pat. How you doing? I'm glad to be on the call. Looking forward to it. I'm a podiatrist like Bob, and I've been in practice for a little over 20 years, board certified in foot and ankle surgery. Currently have opened a brand new office, expanding my current practice, and specialize in reconstructive surgery on children for foot and ankle deformities. And most recently, I've opened up a wellness education center in order to advance further the concept of Neekin and their wellness technologies.
Well, it's great to have all four of you on the call. I want to get right to Paul. I want to find out exactly why a healthcare professional with your background would want to get involved with this company, Neekin.
It's a great question, and I was originally introduced to the technologies in my pursuit to handle my own foot and ankle problems. Even though I work with golfers very specifically, I had a lot of foot and ankle problems from different sport athletic activities. I'm about 6'8" and 240 pounds, and played basketball and football and all the other sports, and had lots of different lower extremity injuries over the years, and I was gimping around, even though I was a physical therapist, for about 20 years before I was introduced to Neekin technologies. So I had a wonderful product experience with some of the magnetic insoles and other variety of products. And when that got my attention, I just felt compelled to really find out, you know, how are these technologies working? How can we integrate them into the more traditional things that we do as in the healthcare profession, working with different, you know, musculoskeletal and you know, orthopedic, you know, related injuries. And at this point, in fact, I just shared this with a patient today, I feel that I am doing absolutely the right thing, the perfect thing to complement what I do with patients so that when they go home, they have the perfect environment, the optimal environment to allow their body to repair itself because of these technologies.
That's a great answer, Paul. I appreciate that. Dr. Bob Purdy, tell me why you got involved with Neekin.
Very simply, it was a phone call from an old friend of mine who's also a podiatrist, and he told me how Neekin's technologies had helped him with 15 years of suffering with his back and his neck, even after going to some of the top medical centers in the country, and in turn he was introduced to the products by a family physician. And so on his word, I started using the products myself and also started using the products on my patients, and I was absolutely astounded by what I saw. It opened up a whole new way of taking care of problems that were not only effective, but presented no harm. And the first rule of medicine is first do no harm. So this opened up a whole new world to me, and it's been 11 years of a wonderful adventure, and the best is yet to come.
Bob, let me ask you about using the products in your practice. Tell me how that went about, and was that a difficult
either right-brained or stupid, but I never was a big thing to me. I simply offered them to the patients, and, you know, this is 11 years ago. Nobody heard of magnets or anything except holding things on the refrigerator. And so I basically told patients that this was new technology to us from Japan. I felt that it would help their condition. There was no obligation on their part. If they wanted to purchase the product, fine. If they didn't, that's fine. If they bought the product and it didn't help them in the specific time that I set, then I would buy it back from them. And so there was virtually no sales resistance, if you will, and the products worked. Probably 95 out of 100 people got great results, and the other 5% probably didn't use them. Brought them back unused.
And we've all heard those stories, haven't we?
Yeah.
Lisa, let me ask about you. Why are you involved in NECA?
Well, I have to really kind of follow on the coattail of Dr. Purdy there when he discusses that the first thing we have to remember in medicine is to do no harm. And nurses definitely practice by that. That's their mantra. And so that's what I love about the products is that they absolutely do no harm. It speaks to the heart of nursing and gives us an opportunity to really do what we're meant to do.
How about you, Dr. Len Vekos? When you get involved, what was it about it that was attracting you to these products, or was it business? What was it for you?
Well, initially, and as you hear commonly through the call here with the other physicians and healthcare professionals, I had a product experience myself. I also received a call from a colleague of mine, very well respected in the profession, and while I was initially very skeptical, I respected the fact that he had taken a look at this because I knew he was not anybody to just jump into something without truly evaluating it. So I told him about a particular problem I had with my wrist I had been going to doctors for 2 years for, and there was no treatment that had satisfied getting rid of the problem. I was ready to have surgery. He sent me some products, and while I was skeptical, I was open, like Bob was, and I had a product experience that basically saved me from surgery. I immediately saw something that was much bigger than myself. I agree with Paul. There's a way to complement what we do in our practices to make a difference for our patients without the need, in many cases, for pills, surgery, drugs, those types of avenues. But what was interesting, as I used the products and saw the significant responses in my family, friends, with patients, I also realized and studied the concept of the business, because while Bob has retired and has had a very successful practice and has elected to pursue Nikon full-time, I am still young in my practice. I'm passionate about it. And what I learned is there was a way that I could, with integrity, develop a secondary source of income through this business with Nikon, with products that make a difference in people's lives, and as a result, generate a secondary source of income. What this has done for me as a medical professional is allowed me to have a source of income that gives me the opportunity to practice more because I want to, not because I have to. And this is the message that I'm trying to get out to healthcare professionals. We are important. We're needed. But it's that other source of income that I think can make a big difference. And when it's in integrity with what you do, I think it's a win-win situation, Pat.
Paul, let me ask you, are you afraid sometimes with patients you're gonna heal them too quickly, if you will, if you're going to get them out of your office? And aren't there some people that are afraid that they're not going to be patients long enough?
That has been a concern, not for me, Pat, but for other healthcare professionals. And what I would say to that good question or concern is that, you know, that really, you know, in addition to doing no harm, it is our responsibility to get people, on the right path as quickly as possible. We have to be, in this age of managed care and cost concerns, in the healthcare, medical insurance reimbursement field, that we have to, do things that are really responsible to, those third party payers, and even if it's coming out of a patient's pocket, or especially I should say, if it's coming out of their pocket, we have to keep cut costs down. And so even though there are investments, more proactive investments, I would call it, upon the patient to take a look at these technologies and integrate them, as I said earlier, into the other more traditional therapies or treatments that we all know about, then to me, this, when people get well quicker, they tell more people. And when they tell more people about what's really working, maybe, you know, like in my case where I've been hurting for over 20 years before, you know, I found, you know, Niken to be something that really, really helped, you know, you can't shut me up about, you know, that experience, and nor can you other patients. So they tell other people, and word of mouth marketing is always the best. And so I now see more people for a variety of things than I ever did, and I'm as busy as I could ever imagine.
Lisa, every single nurse I know is stressed out. They work them really hard, and they work them lots of hours, and there's lots of stressful situations, and it's not getting better. In fact, it's getting worse. Two things. Number one, how do you see yourself fitting in with this business of Niken? And the other thing, how do you going to be able to find the time to be able to do it?
You know, Pat, those are two great questions, and right now the business opportunity is here for us. You're right, nurses are stressed out. It's the perfect time for them to come into the business because this opportunity and wellness concept, it's here and now. By the year 2010, I just saw a very interesting statistic today, 20% of the American population is going to be enrolled in a high-deductible health insurance plan. So they are definitely incentivized to stay well. And as far as finding the time, I do this part-time, eventually plan to do it full-time. And actually, the duplication of my efforts and my ability to reach out to more people and help them, that is my main goal and purpose for being in the network marketing business.
Hey, Pat, if I could, this is Len, if I could add on that, because I think it's an important concept for people that might listen to this call to understand. And when it comes to time, that's a big issue for me. I work a lot of hours per week, and yet we're able to build a business. And I think one of the things we have to realize is that this does not require you to work a 40-hour work week. This is where you leverage other people's times and efforts. Now, what's interesting, everybody on this call is on the same team. We are involved in helping each other build the business. So when Lisa is actively sharing these technologies with people and comes across a healthcare professional such as a physical therapist or a physician, it's easy to pick up a phone and contact one of us so that we may talk to them and share with them why we're involved in this business, which allows her to utilize her time more effectively. And then we have selected events that allow us to bring people in front of the products and technology. So it's a very specified pattern of events and work ethic in a very controlled way that allows us to use as little time as we need to build this business very effectively.
Well, I think that's an important point, but you said something just a little bit ago, or Lisa did, and I want to find out from Dr. Bob Purdy. It's been this year you're going to celebrate your 10th year of being retired and doing Niken full-time. What I've been able to experience is what was going on 10 years ago is vastly different than what's going on now. And now it just seems like with the different technologies and the different advancements, it's just an incredible time to be involved. What did it take then for you to have this jump and this leap of faith? And what do you see now as someone would need for the leap of faith that you had?
Well, 11 years ago when I got in, I was just a lone guy crying in the wind, you know. And all my physician friends thought my cheese was sliding off its cracker, you know. Even my three partners thought I had gone nuts. Until they started to see the products work on patients and my patients, then they started to ask me about using them on their patients. But it was, you know, it was a real touchy situation. And but I hung tough. I believed in it. I knew it was right. And I knew I had an obligation to my patients to use the product. And now over these 11 years, I've seen the wheel starting to pick up speed, and I've seen more and more people jumping on the Niken bandwagon, and I can see in the next probably 5 years that the medical profession is really going to sit up and take notice. And I know that in the future, our technologies are going to be mainstream in healthcare. There is no question about it. They're too good. I mean, they work and they don't hurt you. What is there else to know? It's the Super Bowl. It's the hitting the lottery of medicine. It's effective and it doesn't hurt you.
Let me ask you this. What about those three partners? Anybody get into business with you?
No.
And do you think that they've got the same quality of life as you do now?
No. I know, because I go back and visit them. And they're moaning and groaning. They're working harder. The insurance companies are driving them crazy. They're very unhappy.
Are they? You think they're jealous of you?
Yes. Yes. And I think they're jealous, and I think they just can't figure it out. It's beyond them. They can't figure it out.
I think, and Paul, you'll probably agree with me here, it just opening somebody's mind up just a little bit to the possibility that this could be sort of a plan B for them, or a way to attain and get some things for the family, some free time, that because you're plugging away and seeing lots of people every day, this can really help and be the answer for some people for the time management and financial freedom picture, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Len, you know, hit on a perfect, comment earlier or thought in terms of the leveraging. You know, when I was first introduced to Niken, I was, you know, running on like that little rat on the treadmill going nowhere, you know, but I, you know, just trying to keep my head above water without drowning because I was so involved. I mean, I've got an entrepreneurial spirit person, and I was involved in a lot of different things. You know, I was a full-time physical therapist in my own practice, father of, you know, four young children, and I had set up a franchise business related to my golf background with 100 different franchises around the country, and you know, I didn't think I needed another business, you know, but little did I know in the time that I didn't have how you work as a team in this concept, as Len mentioned earlier, and I leveraged his background and Bob Purdy's background and all the people that I was introduced to and all the events and the website and all the information that we have available in Niken to educate the people that I know that they didn't know. And through that, you know, team building and the people that I did know, the warm market folks I did know, I was able to, you know, open the door a little bit for a lot of people, and to all different degrees, you know, quite a few people did, you know, take a look at this and at least try the products as customers, and some of them did join me in the business.
You know, most of the people listening now are probably in that rat race, and I don't want to take a lot of their time tonight. But I do want to get an idea of just, if I could, from each one of you, a product story, either one that you was personal or one in your family or one with a patient or someone. But if you could, just something that you saw and something that happened that was remarkable. And Lisa, I'm going to put you on the spot first. If you could just give me an idea of what a product and what happened.
Absolutely, Pat. My husband had a great product experience with the cardio strides, the sleep system, the water. He lost over 55 pounds. He was using a continuous positive airway pressure for his airway at night. He managed to get off that machine. He actually had a condition where he stopped breathing during the night. And so he got off that. He was also hypertensive. He lost he lost a lot of weight. He got off blood pressure medication, and it's just been a great success story for him.
Sounds like you got a new guy and didn't have to get divorced.
I know it looks like I have a new man. We have before and after pictures, and they say, "Were you really married to that man?" Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
How about you, Len? Give me an idea of what you've experienced.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I just want to put the disclaimer out because I think it's important as medical professionals. The one thing we have to realize, anybody listening to the call, Niken makes no medical claims. These products don't cure, heal, or create any miracle situations. I mean, the general concept is they put our bodies in an environment that we believe is a positive one that allows the body to take care of itself. So as you hear these stories, it's interesting that we get such significant results with such non-invasive, non-complicating, no side effect type product. So it has always amazed me to that effect. Me personally, I had one actually not too recently that we could be here all night telling stories, but I had one of the issues with podiatry is we see a condition in people with diabetes called neuropathy. And this is where people start losing sensation in their feet. They start getting numbness and tingling. And it can also advance to a state called allodynia, which is extremely, extremely painful. And most recently, there's been a double-blind study done by an independent neurologist. And what was interesting about that study is he found that our technologies in some form or fashion seem to reverse to some degree, if not a significant degree, the effects of that condition, and there is no treatment or cure for it. There's no adequate, non-complicating treatment, non-pharmacological treatment for it. I had a 32-year-old gentleman come in, severe diabetic. He had this condition with his feet. It was so painful, he could not put sheets on his toes. And it would just rub and cause severe discomfort. He had difficulty walking. And, of course, I could have put him on medication, and I told him, I said, I have some options for you. And he was more than open to it, and like Bob said, I said, here, take these if they work, and in this case, I said, you pay me for them. If they don't, give them back. He called me back 2 weeks later, and he was so excited because for the first time that he can remember in many, many years, not only did he sleep comfortably and have no discomfort with the sheets, he was able actually to start running again. This was absolutely remarkable to me because this was a condition that basically I had no other options for and would have very little impact on. That was rather dramatic for me, and it opens up all kinds of options for my patients.
That's not the first one of those types of stories I've heard. That's great. Dr. Bob Purdy, tell me about an experience you've had.
Well, this experience is the one that just cemented me to Nikan, and it happened in about the first week I had the products. A OB-GYN friend of mine who practiced down the hall came hopping in the office one day on one foot, screaming and yelling. He had to see me immediately, got him in a room, and looked at his big toe joint, and it was red as a beet and throbbing, and he couldn't even let it touch anything. So he was very upset because he had an office full of women to see, and he couldn't even walk. So he thought I was going to aspirate his joint. He's very nervous about it. So I said, look, let me try something different. And I got out a MagBoy. Now, I had never used the MagBoy up to this time. So here's a physician friend of mine, but I knew that it worked because my friend, who's a podiatrist, told me so, my sponsor. So I started to spin it over his big toe joint, and I looked at my watch, and after 2 minutes, nothing had happened. So I'm starting to sweat a little bit myself, thinking, what have I gotten myself into? But in the next 2 minutes, I saw that hot, red, swollen joint start to become pink, become less swollen, the pain level went down, and at the end of the 2 minutes, so we have a four-minute time frame, he was totally asymptomatic. Got up, stomped his foot on the floor, put his shoe on, which he carried into the office, and bid me farewell, happily. I told him to get some blood work, but he said, yeah, I'll get it later. But, I mean, I sat there because I hadn't touched him. It wasn't a placebo effect. I'm a physician. He's a physician, so there wasn't any mind game there. And I knew that I was onto something. This was pure science. Something had gone from the MagBoy into his foot and caused a benefit. So I said, I'm in. I mean, this is really something. I've been fascinated ever since.
Did he pay you for the visit?
No.
Well, I know that was going to be the case.
He bought me a drink later, but that was all right.
That's nice of him.
Yeah.
Paul, I want to hear your story.
Okay. Well, it's hard in 7 years, and the other people on the call can attest to this. It's hard to pick one, but about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, I was standing in front of the Dr. Vecco's Wellness Center, about ready to start a wellness preview. I was going to be presenting that night, and a young woman, just 1 minute before we were starting, walked in with the assistance of a cane. Very slow pace, all hunched over. This young woman's probably about 35 years old or so, but she came in looking like she was twice that age. Wasn't really introduced to her, but I could see, what kind of discomfort she was in, and I ran over, got one of the Kenko seats and put it down, the magnetic and infrared seats and chair covers, and we put that down, and she sat on that. I gave her a glass of PyMag optimized water and had her hold the palm mag. Did the wellness preview, and you know, an hour later, I was then introduced to this young woman. She tells me her story, that she was a social worker and had been beaten by one of her patients or clients 5 years prior, beaten down to the ground, fractured a couple things during the the onslaught there, and had a couple surgeries, and was on multiple medications, some to sleep, some to try to handle all of her discomforts. Just had a terrible quality of life and was on total disability. 1 week later, after giving her the palm mag for that week, 1 week later, just instant replay, we are standing in front of the room ready to start the wellness preview, and in walks this woman, totally unassisted, without a cane, full speed gait, all standing upright, big smile on her face, and it was like a totally different person walked in 1 week's time. We find out later that she was off about 50 to 60% of her medications in that 1 week. She was sleeping through the night, and we didn't know it at the time until she kind of came out of her funk from getting off of many, or reducing many of the medications, that in the first sip of the water, and within 15 seconds, she said all of the discomfort and tightness in her neck and shoulder that she had been struggling with in physical therapy and in different treatments from her doctor just melted away in the first 15 seconds of taking a sip of the water. It totally blew me away. I had no expectation, even after all the years I've worked with these products, wonderful results, that it was going to work that fast for someone like that.
Well, it's another incredible story. The list of the ones that I certainly have heard over the past 5 years. If you're listening to this call, these are the four health professionals that you can become part of their team, and they can become a part of your team. The person who asked you to listen to this tonight, you want to get to them as soon as possible. But make sure you do that right away.